Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. Andy Murray here for What Culture Wrestling. And as the dust settles on WrestleMania 40, an event that WWE is already calling the biggest and best ever, I thought it would be an appropriate time to take a look at some of the records that have been sent around this event. And, you know, just a bunch of firsts and cool new things established in the aftermath and during the show. So with that in mind, we're going to kick things off with number 12, that being WWE's new era. Night one was kicked off by Triple H in the ring doing his whole "Are you ready?" spiel, and Stephanie McMahon making a surprise appearance uttered very similar things on night two. The messaging was very simple. The bad man is gone. Vince McMahon is out of here. This is our show now. We're running it the way we want. And, you know, Stephanie called WrestleMania the first WrestleMania of the of Paul Levesque era. He kind of booked last year's as well, but whatever the case, this new era, this renaissance era, the terminology has been everywhere, not just on WWE programming. It's been used online, in the media, it's all over the shop. Clearly, WWE sees this as something of a starting point for this fresh run of form. You can also look at it cynically and go, hey, it's not even that cynical, to be honest. They're just trying to maybe bury some of that negative Vince McMahon press over here. And yeah, they probably are, to be fair. But either way, the new era is a thing, the Renaissance era, whatever the heck you want to call it. And it started, technically, at WrestleMania 40, which was also the host of the first WrestleMania victory for R-Truth. Obviously, the Awesome Truth became Raw Tag Team Champions in that Night 1 massive ladder scramble match. And yeah, it was actually the first time that R-Truth was won at WrestleMania, despite seemingly being in WWE since bloomin' Bruno Sammartino was running around. Up until this past weekend, Truth was 0-6 at WrestleMania. Now, granted, all of those were crazy multi-man matches or battle royals, but it's still a pretty impressive achievement for a guy who's been trying for so long to get that first WrestleMania W. It's very fitting, given how over these guys are at the moment, that they picked up the win there, and it will ultimately go down as a booking triumph for Triple H, because like 6 months ago, if you'd said R-Truth will win a championship at WrestleMania, a lot of people would have been like, what are you talking about? But it happened, it felt like the right thing to do in the building at the time, and it got a huge pop. He wasn't the only person getting the spotlight at WrestleMania, though one of them, coming in at number 10, was Seth Rollins, finally getting a true main event spotlight for the first time in WWE. Night 1 was actually this man's first proper main event in WWE at WrestleMania. I guess technically you could say the cash-in match where he won and Brock and Roman and all of that stuff, but he wasn't on the billing. Here he was. It was Seth the Chef and Cody Rhodes versus The Rock and Roman Reigns on night one. A proper spotlight, a proper feather in his cap. And then he kind of had another one on night two, because even though he lost to Drew McIntyre, he partook in a perfect opening sequence. A great match with Drew, the cash-in, all of that stuff. And yeah, he kind of looked a bit silly in the night two main event, but that was by design, and it will lead to something even bigger later down the line. So hats off to Seth. Not only did he have an incredible ring entrance on night two with the Mummers, I'm still not terribly sure what they are, but they looked and sounded really cool. At number nine, Roman Reigns sets a new bar. Look at that man. He's just sensational. You know, all that stuff in the build-up to WrestleMania 40 about breaking Hogan's record, that was nonsense. Hulk Hogan doesn't have the longest world title reign. Bruno Sammartino and Bob Backlund are ahead of him, and Roman probably wasn't going to be champion for 2,000 plus days. But one record the Roman did set at the event hadn't been broken in 31 years. I read it online, it must be correct. Because Roman Reigns main evented, headlined both nights of WrestleMania, he eclipsed Hulk Hogan's previous record in this sense. Hogan headlined 8 WrestleManias doing both nights, Roman headlined 9. That's pretty damn impressive, particularly because unless he just like magically retires now, Roman is definitely going to outdo that at some point. This wasn't his last WrestleMania main event, and particularly in this modern era where it's a two-night show, there's plenty of scope for him to do so. So congratulations to Roman Reigns, the most WrestleMania main events of anyone ever. And number 8, the big repeat. Now, Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns wasn't the only time we've seen WWE repeat a WrestleMania main event. Of course, Steve Austin and The Rock. They've been around the block a few times. We also have The Rock versus John Cena twice in a lifetime. But this was the first time the main event has been identical for the same championship under very similar circumstances. Two years in a row, I should say. Last year, it was Cody versus Roman for the undisputed WWE Universal Championship. And this year, it was Cody versus Roman for the undisputed WWE Universal Championship. Total mirror stuff over here. And again, it's one of these records that you may never see broken again. It'd be quite hard for them to repeat this unless they do the same match next year. In which case, hey, look, they've got awesome chemistry. Why the heck not? I'm sure there are other ideas on the table as well, but that's another genuine record for Roman and a pretty cool one for Cody as well. Finally, finishing the story.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, number 7, groundbreaking woman. Here on night one, we got Becky Lynch versus Rhea Ripley opening the show for the very first time in WWE history at Mania. Slight caveat, in front of fans. Both of WrestleMania 36, night one and night two, they were opened by women's matches, but there's no blooming fans there, so we're not counting those. But this was the first time the women had truly opened Mania, Becky versus Rhea, with Rhea retaining. This is an honor in itself. When you open WrestleMania, you set the tone. You are tasked with grabbing the crowd's attention immediately, giving them something exciting, something emotional, something that hooks them and tells them, hey, this is going to be a bloody good show. With Rhea and Becky here, it was made all the more impressive when you consider that Becky was sick heading into the event. She had a high temperature, she had flu-like symptoms, strep throat, all of that stuff. Hats off to them. That's a nice little record across the board. And number six, the new streak. So obviously the dead man, The Undertaker, his streak is long gone. He won't be digging any more holes or taking any more souls, and he lost to Brock Lesnar anyway, so it wouldn't really matter. But a new WrestleMania streak is quietly underway, and granted, it's not as grandiose as 20+, but Bianca Belair over here is putting one together. She is now 4-0. At WrestleMania, after her, Jade Cargill and Naomi beat Damage Control in just a really fun trios match. Her previous opponents at WrestleMania for Bianca include Asuka. I almost called her Biasca Belair. That's not right. Asuka, Becky Lynch, and Sasha Banks, now 4-0. So how far can this streak go is the interesting question to ask. We'll certainly see, but it's off to a great start, and Bianca's one of the best stadium wrestlers in the entire company. Shout outs to her. Number five, the ring general gets outmaneuvered. At WrestleMania 40, we saw the end of a record-breaking intercontinental title reign. 666 days, the calendar of the beast. That's what Gunther finished his reign on as IC champion, dropping the belt to Sami Zayn. It was a hell of a match and a hell of a way for that run to come to an end. The greatest IC title reign of all time, if you ask me, and if you ask probably most people on the planet. Excellent stuff from Gunther across the board. Really excited for what's next for him. What next for Sammy is Chad Gable on this week's episode of Raw. At number four, Roman's reign ends. This is another crazy long title run. The longest in a long, long time in WWE, as Roman Reigns lost just everything title-wise after a reign on top of 1,316 days. That is completely absurd. This is unprecedented in modern times. It is WWE's longest title reign in 36 years. Previously, you know, decades ago even, I would look at Hulk Hogan and Bob Backlund and Bruno Sammartino on those lists of all-time title reigns and go, wow, we will never see anything of that like again. Well, Roman came mighty close to cracking the top three here. And on top of that, he also notched the most successful title defenses on a pay-per-view or PLE ever at 24. That's the most of the top championship on a PLE. Cody Rhodes is probably going to be a bit of a workhorse champion compared to Roman. By that, I mean he will probably keep a bit of a busier schedule. You'll see him defend the title more. But if he wants to meet that record, if he wants to match it, he'll bloomin' near have to defend the title on every pay-per-view and not miss a single one for 2 years straight. So good luck to him for that. Okay, at number three, we've got the most title changes in WWE WrestleMania history. A total of 7 belts changed hands at Mania, and that's never happened before. The new champions were Grayson Waller and Austin Theory, The Awesome Truth, Sami Zayn, Drew McIntyre, Damian Priest, Bayley, and Cody Rhodes. The previous record was 5 title changes at WrestleMania 34, 35, and 37. So we've beaten that by 2 here. Only Rhea Ripley and Logan Paul were able to successfully defend their belts at Mania 40, and they can probably count themselves pretty lucky for that. At number 2, Big Money Mania. Man, the amount of just crazy business metrics coming out of this show, I'll just read some of them to you here. So across both nights of WrestleMania, according to WWE, which means pinch of salt because it's wrestling and companies drum up their attendance figures all the time, a total of 145,298 people attended across both nights of Mania. That number goes beyond 200,000 when you include SmackDown, Raw, and NXT as well. It's crazy, absolutely mental. Viewership was up 40% for Saturday and 41% for Sunday, and then they beat the previous gate record. This was set at WrestleMania 39, and they smashed it by 78%, meaning that a gate of around, or probably even more than this, $35 million was generated by WWE on these nights across these events. You don't have to like the product, but when it comes to making money and just being really successful, this truly is a golden era for the sports entertainment. They don't say that anymore. For the wrestling market leader. And at number one on our list, Cody's crazy merch sales. Cody Rhodes across WrestleMania set a record for the most individual merch sales for one superstar wrestler, whatever. $1 million! Over $1 million in money was spent on Cody merch during the weekend at live events, which cements him as a major, major draw, a major moneymaker, and a huge asset to this company. If there's any doubt in your mind that Cody is a business needle moving guy, it should be gone right now, because over $1 million in merch sales is absolutely out of this world. So hats off to him. He's the new champion. And he's a big-time guy who sells loads of t-shirts, I guess. But hey, thanks for joining me for this video. If you enjoyed this, check out this 40 fascinating facts from every WrestleMania, including 40, which just happened this weekend. And was a great time across the board. Bye-bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.